This is Minnesota Reads on Northland Morning, and Teague Alexi is not only a musician, he's the author of a book called The New Folklore, Lyrical Tales for Dreamers and Thinkers. And one of the really cool things about this book, and there are a lot, is that each of these little folk tales has been illustrated by a different either Minnesota artist or an artist with Minnesota connections. How did that come about that you said, first of all, instead of just making an album, I want to make a book?
Yeah, it wasn't all conceived like that in the beginning because I wrote a lot of these. I wrote all of these folk tales back in 2006 when I made the album version of The New Folklore. But a few of them, when I was writing them at that time, a few of them became way too long to make into songs, at least at that time. So I had all these leftover stories, and just in the past couple years, I've been trimming the fat, so to speak, you know, like in a literary, you know, changing them from songs into literary pieces, which involves a lot of fat trimming. And for me, I really kind of wrapping my head around the literary side of being a songwriter, you know, and being able to present. There's not many songs that work in written form, you know, in just by themselves, you know, because they're songs. They're supposed to work as songs. Right. So making them work on the written page was, you know, that took. I had to whip myself into shape, you know, to be able to do that.
It would seem that you do have to pay more attention, or you would have to pay more attention as a songwriter to, you know, this rhymes and this fits the music and that kind of thing. When you reworked these pieces into poetry or prose, did you still want to hang on to the rhyme scheme or some of the rhythmic scheme of the thing, or was it not, we're just going to make this a story?
Oh, yeah, it's all about rhymes and wordplay and phonetics and alliteration. You know, that a lot of that stuff that's my favorite part about writing and writing folk tales. You can use, it's an excuse to use all of that. I like all of it. I like all that stuff.
Tell me about the illustrations. How did that come together with, I can see where you'd say, oh yeah, I'd like illustrations, but how did the idea of having each one illustrated by a different artist, how did that come
about? Yeah, well, that came, my aunt Sally Flanagan made the drawings for my Lefty Stepanovich story years ago, and I never followed through and made a book out of it until last year. I finally put together a little chapbook of just one of the stories called How Lefty Stepanovich Turned Water into Wine. And that was only out for about a week or two, and then I got a phone call from North Star Press Publishers, who were familiar with my music, and they approached me with the idea of turning it into a real book, which needs to be, I think it's 48 pages, I think, in order to have a spine. And I was really naive about the book world. I really didn't
know much.
Oh, you've
got 56, man.
Yeah,
good.
I'm good. So, but it made me dig out the other stories that I had laying around and finish them. And then I started approaching my aunt wanted to do another story, and I was excited about that. So she did two. Jared Runyon's, as local artist, I've always been a big fan of his work and his work ethic and his spirit, and I wanted to have him involved in the book. Chris Monroe, for me, is a part of Duluth because her art has been just around ever since I've moved to Duluth in 2000, and I just met her for the first time while I was putting this book together, and then I ran into her again a couple weeks after that, randomly in Grand Marais, and I was like, you know what, Chris, I think
the universe is telling
us. I think
us.
I'm running into you because I have one story left that hasn't been illustrated, and you keep presenting yourself in front of me. So that's how that came about. And Nicholas David, who's a musician from Minneapolis, a lot of people know from his success on The Voice TV show a couple years back. He was involved in the music that we made when we made the music for this back in 2006. He was heavily involved in that, and he's another guy. Just his spirit, I felt like at that time really emboldened me to go here and write all these stories with these characters and make believe. And he working with him made that really easy to go into that world because he has such a creative spirit and great musician and great spirit in his playing and singing really helped do this. And did I forget anybody? Oh yeah, Christine DeRosa is my best friend's wife, and she has always just doodled as long as I've as long as I can remember. She would just hang out and doodle while we made music or did whatever. And her, just again, her, a great, she just is the kind of person who makes everyone around her happy. And I feel like that always just comes through in her drawings is like happiness, Rickety Bridge, the story that she worked on is about love at first sight. So I thought that was fitting. And Claire Grill is an avant-garde painter in New York City. She's doing quite well for herself, and she did the cover, which is also the artwork for Tufalo's Tongue, and she's an avant-garde artist, and Tufalo's Tongue is kind of the avant-garde story of the book. So I thought that would be fitting. And she's also my drummer's sister. Is my connection with her.
So it's all the artists and musicians and the way that they all come together. You know, I asked you something before we went on the air, and I realized I've never had to ask this of anyone on Minnesota Reads before. I said, if I ask you to read something, will you read it or sing it? And you had to stop and think about that for a minute. So here's what I'm going to throw at you. Page 35. You talked about the alliteration. And page 35, I really enjoyed page 35 when I hit it yesterday. So I'm going to let you read it, sing it, a little chunk out of that. You pick a section. I'm going to let you read it or sing it or do whatever, interpretive dance, if that's what you really want to do. I'm giving you the options.
"Mine is the machine," exclaimed Mr. Bork and Zanker sneer. "That will be the first to quench our thirst with fortune and good cheer." So with plans in his hands and a pep in his step, he worked 40 days and 40 nights with hardly time for rest. The whole town gathered round with excitement in their eyes. Folks came from as far as Kanzabar and as wide as Fort Telai lies. "I will now provide proof and put to practice my pleasure-producing prototype." The people were pleased as it pitter-pattered, popped, purred, and pumped water through the pipes, and poured a port-like potion so red a man declared, "It must be fabulous." But upon closer look, it was merely water mixed with rust. Before the crowd could even sigh, arose the voice of Mr. Clumferness. "I've just assembled the final piece of a model I got at the mess for less. Come, all ye people, come and drink from my still." But his wine tasted like turpentine with a hint of chlorophyll.
And that is from How Lefty Stepanovich Turned Water into Wine.
And we have a recorded version of this one, and Nicholas David plays the part of Mr. Bork and Zanker Sneer. Our bass player, Jeff Engholm, does a great job as Mr. Clumferness, and I'm the narrator. So that's the one-man interpretation of it. But really the fun way to do it is to have different people reading the different character parts. You know, I'm hoping that, someone told me they had a wine party and they read
Lefty's
Turned Water into Wine and took turns reading the different parts. That's a great idea.
I think wonderful idea. That is a wonderful idea. Tig, thank you so much for joining us this morning and sharing your book. It's so great to have you in the studio, and we hope you'll stick around for a few minutes afterwards so that we can, schmooze about the book and stuff.
All right, I will.
Tig Alexi, our guest this morning on Minnesota Reads. He's the author of The New Folklore, Lyrical Tales for Dreamers and Thinkers. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.